A church-based Portland restaurant is expanding. Poe's Shines in the Kitten neighborhood is opening Poe to Go on Northeast Alberta. Poe Shines has been around for a couple of decades, has a location on Denver Avenue, plus a catering business.
It's more than just that, though. It's also a nonprofit that teaches job skills, feeds the needy, including thousands of seniors during the pandemic, and they have a culinary school. John Tolbert is chef and general manager. He says it's important that businesses be part of the community. Poe Shines expansion this week comes at the time we're celebrating the message of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
You know, you can see that it's no longer really about black and white. It's about the human race, which he also reminded us about that there would be an awakening force, you know, coming in the future. And I think through the last 4 years, we kind of got an idea what that force was. And so as a result of seeing a lot of negativity, the dividing of the country, the words of Martin Luther King stand out even more now, because it was all about unity and not violence. And if we need more than anything in this country right now, we need unity.
Now let's talk about the food. The menu is mouthwatering. Po' boys, pulled pork, catfish, mac and cheese, peach cobbler. It's comfort food at its finest. But what many of us don't know is the origins of soul food. I sat down with CEO E.D. Mondane.
Soul food is the food that were the leftovers from the master's table. So real soul food is pig feet, pig ears, pig tails, pig snoot, pig brains. That's where you get hog head cheek, you know, all of the throwaways. Nobody else wants chitlins. Those are pig eaters. And everything that the master threw away and saw as not usable, this is what the slaves had to take and make a meal out of.
Make it into something beautiful.
Right, and it sustained us. Now, it's amazing that the nutrients in all of those throwaways sustained the workers in the field. So it really became a healer. So God has a funny way of doing what needs to be done to sustain the people.
My sister-in-law, Cynthia Carter, grew up eating soul food.
We ate a lot of cornbread, greens, and homemade mac and cheese, sweet potato pies.
Now, what about old school soul food? Your parents and grandparents probably ate things like chitlins.
Oh, dear God, no. Well, my mom, to this day, she still loves her chitlins.
So have you ever tried it?
No, I can't even stand the smell of it. It smells awful when it's cooking.
Now, I just had a guy tell me that if it smells bad when you're cooking it, that means that you didn't clean it properly. But then I looked all over the internet, and basically everybody said the same thing. It just smells bad.
Every household that I've ever been to, we had a family friend growing up, and her and my mom would cook chitlins, and yeah, the smell was just awful.
I know why they originally started eating it, you know, it was out of necessity, but I don't get why you still eat it now.
I have no idea either.
Poe Shines' new restaurant opening today. It's Poe to Go on Northeast Alberta.